Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregations, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 4. As the heart about to falter in its trembling agony, panteth for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee. Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 4. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Isaiah and thereof chapter 26. First we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. A salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, He layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thy also has wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee, and they poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pains, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, and neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead man shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Ludemann, who is becoming weaker, and Mr. and Mrs. Quinn Van Leer, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. A most holy, a most righteous, everlasting, unchangeable, almighty, merciful, and good-doing God. Then it has pleased thee to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day. It is a Lord's Day in a special time, under special circumstances, where the majority in the congregations cannot gather within the walls of thy house of prayer, but are bound to their homes. Then in this very day, then there is a certain resemblance with the persecuted church. We try to lay the need of that church before thee, from Lord's Day to Lord's Day. We understand so little what it is, and yet, Lord, a great difference. With the persecuted church, they are persecuted because of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are persecuted, and also on this day have to gather in secret because of their confession and because of their walk. A word is visible in the midst of those countries that they are a separate people. But, O Lord, then in this very day, that most are bound to their homes, it is because of our sins, that we are no more a light upon a hill, the light of a city, the salt of the earth, but where we have become so world-conformed, whereby thy spirit is grieved. And to that end, then thy hand is heavy upon the inhabitants of this earth, and also upon this nation. And to that end, the most are bound to their homes. O Lord, may thou grant that there may be those butlers on this Sabbath day that may be given to reflect upon the past and given to confess, I remember my faults this day. Where as a people, we have taken so much for granted. Oh, then on this day, we humbly ask thee, well, thou grant it unto us and our children, that we may truly be humbled before thee.
then we must confess that we have not proclaimed thy holy words with that zeal, with that earnestness, the constraining love of Christ, with that continual wrestling at the throne of grace as it ought to be. Oh, then we must confess our lukewarmness, those desires. Then we have sung together with the psalmist, oh, his vehement desires, that he was panting for the water brooks, separated from the institutions of the Lord. We have sung it so oftentimes in thy house, but then we could be in thy house. And now in this day, for the most, it is reality, separated from the courts of the Lord, although still the privilege that they may listen to thy word, O Lord. May it please thee that under these solemn callings, where thou art speaking to the children of men, in such a special way that we may have eyes to see it, and that we may receive a low place at thy footstool. Oh, that we resemble not a Pharaoh. Oh, it is true. He has confessed, I have sinned. I and my people are wicked. He has asked for the forgiveness of sins, but when the plague has passed, then he has hardened his heart. Lord, then we have many sins to confess. Oh, we have opened thy word so often not with the reverence as it ought to be. Our prayers, oftentimes so prayerless, and our thanksgiving words without a heart, although thou hast a people upon the earth that know of those times when by the work of thy Spirit, of virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, that there have been indeed different times where they were given to experience that thou art a God giving, that thou art a God hearing, and also a God that answers prayer, Lord. Then we have become so like unto the world. We have grieved thee continually, and it seems so little repentance and so little reformation. But then we humbly ask thee that in this speaking, that it may be accomplished by the precious, the loving, and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, where thou art calling us and our children to pause and to stand still and to examine each of our hearts where our journey is to. Ah, Lord, may it please thee. In the latter days of the earth, in the multiplication of thoughts, the midst of many fears, the midst of many cares, that thou wilt bless us with a rich revival for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Wilt thou bring us in secret places? May we be given even in a little way to resemble a Daniel of old, with those open windows to Jerusalem, where he was given to thank, and where he was given to pray. We humbly ask thee, Lord, if it may please thee, if it may be according to thy holy will, that thou may place a wall round about us and our children. Thou hast everything in thy hands, to the smallest upon this earth. Thy way is different. Wilt thou grant that submission, and above all, may it please thee to prepare us to meet our Maker in righteousness and in peace. Thou hast declared in thy holy word, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Lord, then we remember all the sick and all the afflicted, this nation, in this province, with many anxious cares. We commend unto thee all those that work in the medical field, doctors, nurses, also filled with many fears. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help? Wilt thou strengthen them? And may also these ways be used, that many may be brought on their knees. Lord, we commend unto thee the leaders of our nation in these difficult and trying ways. Wilt thou grant them wisdom and understanding? And, Lord, what a blessing it would be if even in an outward way that thy name would be acknowledged, a confession of sin and of guilt, and a calling of the nation to repentance. Wilt thou also help and remember the government of this province and the governments of different cities under these difficult and trying circumstances? Wilt thou grant unto us and our children our daily bread? Lord, we remember the many outward needs amongst us, the sick and afflicted, the mother with that dreaded disease, in her weakening condition. Wilt thou be mindful of her? May she be given to beg of thee. The publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, then she needs the blood applied to the door of the, to the post of her heart. Then it shall be well. Wilt thou remember and uphold husband and family? Remember all under the doctor's care, in a special way, may it please thee to spread thy gracious wings over our elderly ones under the circumstances their thoughts shall multiply. How may it be used for the saving of souls? Well, I remember all the mourning ones. Then it has pleased thee in this past week to bless a father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a well-born son. Well, thou grant them a broken and a humble heart. Their thoughts shall multiply, born in solemn times, but the King is still gathering the church. May it be a little child born to be born again, and a child of many prayers. Remember the grandparents. Remember all the unborn with the mothers. Wilt thou graciously watch over them? And wilt thou remember the barren ones? Lord, now we humbly ask thee, on this solemn day, that thou wilt grant thy help, to send help from the sanctuary, and to strengthen out of Zion. Remember all those, a few, that may come up to thy house. Wilt thou remember all those that are bound to their home, Lord? Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou bind the devil? And may thy word have free course, that thy kingdom may come and thy name may be glorified. And our Lord, then we must confess by renewal that our sins are manifold. By renewal we have heard the law read each time thou. May we become the guilty one. May there be a people that may become a Jonah. But, Lord, under these solemn circumstances, then the King is still continuing to gather his church. May boys and girls, young people, middle-aged, and elderly ones in this very day be converted by thee and unto thee. And remember thy children, Lord, then thy people, they have much to confess under these circumstances. And they can know where they ought, where they should come to see it lie. But now to be brought to that place, a low place, at thy footstool, unworthy, and to be given to beg of thee, that thou may have respect unto thy covenant, and that also these circumstances, that it may be for thee enlivening, because, Lord, thy church has become so lukewarm, that wrestling is so missed. But, may it be granted. And to that end, may thy word be used in this morning hour. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. Psalter 123, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
beloved congregations, we read in Psalm 76, verse 8, Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven, that the earth feared and was still. Then these words are being fulfilled upon the face of the earth in a special way. Over at the moment, matters are transpiring, which we and our children have not experienced in our lives. And not only for our boys and girls, when we may see nearly an empty church, but also for us as older ones. And may it be granted under these solemn times, that we may understand this text, Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. Then the Lord is speaking in a special way. And then for so many inhabitants upon the earth, then the Lord is not acknowledged. The past Lord's Day, then President Donald Trump has still asked the United States for a day of prayer to remember all the circumstances in the nation and upon the face of the earth. But alas, in our country, then there is no acknowledgement of the Lord as a general rule. Undoubtedly there are exceptions, but an acknowledging of the Lord, of our sin, of our guilt, and of the call to repentance. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven, the earth feared. Oh, what a fear there is upon the face of the earth. Blessed that people who by the work of the Spirit may exercise that tender fear of the Lord, with an acknowledgement of our sins, and yet a begging for mercy, and that this calling may be used for the extension of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The earth feared and was still. Then how much has come to a halt upon this earth? I read in Zechariah 1 verse 11 that the holy angels went to and fro throughout the whole earth, and they have returned with the report that the earth lieth at rest and is still. Of course, there is a sinless stillness upon the earth, where I read in Psalm 46 verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. What a grace it is for the living church to fall on the side of the Lord, agreeing with all His ways, with an acknowledgement of our guilt, and yet a pleading for mercy through the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. Then surely And then the Lord is speaking in a special way, where the government is asked, in the beginning, then our government, they have yet made an exclusion for the places of worship. But on account of the circumstances, then they thought it would be wise that there would be a separation. Then surely in this day, then there shall be many burdened that they are not allowed to come up to God's house. We read in Romans 13, the first verses, that the government, that they are powers ordained of God, and that the subjects, that they are called to obey. Of course, when the government stipulates, we must realize that if the government had stipulated only churches, but they have asked all places not to gather, and that with the blessing of the Lord, it may be a help. We live in a time, we have experienced it with the Christian school, that when the government mandates a matter so contrary to God's word, then we must tell our government we cannot and we shall not comply, whatever the consequences. Then in this morning hour, then it is so different. Also, when we may stand upon the pulpit, of course, not the first time, when ministers may preach without an audience in church, you shall say, what do I mean? When it pleases the Lord to call those to a service, then they shall experience something of what I read in the last verse of Judges 13. That the Spirit moved Samson in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Then there are times of preparation and of meditation, when it may become lively, that the text and the word drives to the pulpit, and that during the week, that you may be given to preach already. Oh, for catechism instructors, those are not the worst times. Oh, when it may be lively, and that during the week, even in the night watches, that we are given to instruct our students. When we consider this day, when most are bound to their homes, then may there be many that may resemble that butler, that he has remembered his faults this day. Because how much we take for granted that for so many years without interruption, of course, there can be sickness, lawful reasons, snowstorms and other reasons that we are bound to our homes. But if we are honest, what a form and duty, and what a lukewarmness, and many times how little prayer, when we have come up to God's house, then how little, O people of God, may the Lord use these solemn callings to that end, that the church may be stirred up, also the living child of God. Oh, may there be in this day boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, that may understand a little in the true sense of the word what we have sung together from Psalm 42 of that heart that was panting after the water brooks. So my soul panteth after thee, O living God. Then the sweet psalmist of Israel in different psalms, then he has expressed that separation. Oh, when he thought of the tabernacle of the temple, later in the life of the church, oh, with that desire to go up with the multitude, that may keep holy day. Then under these circumstances, the Lord has many ways to punish the inhabitants of the earth and to chastise his church. When we think of the scriptures with the first world, it was destroyed by water, oh, young and old. And then the Lord is calling unto us and our children, whether we are prepared. And then we need a place in the ark. When we think of Sodom and Gomorrah, destroyed by fire and brimstone, also the city of Jerusalem. And then in the scriptures, and then how often the Lord has not sent a sword, war. And then we read in the scriptures many times of the thousands, the hundreds of thousands that have been slain. And we read over it so easy. Then in the scriptures other times with drought, think of the reign of King Ahab. But the Lord has provided for Elijah in a wonderful way. May under these solemn callings, that we may also experience the wonderful providence of the Lord. Then also in the scriptures, different times, then the Lord has sent the plague. Then the Lord has sent pestilence among the children of Israel. Then the Lord speaks in many ways in a year's time. Then the Lord has also spoken unto us and our children in special and remarkable ways. The past spring, the early summer, then it has pleased the Lord to take three very young out of the midst of the church community. The Lord remember and uphold the mourning families. On August 6th, the Lord has sent a great storm of hail and wind, began in the vicinity of High River, and has stretched forth nearly to the border of the U.S. with much destruction. Then we have tried to speak a few words out of Psalm 62. The verses 11 and 12, God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongeth unto God. of God unto the Lord also belongeth mercy. On the last Lord's Day in September, then the Lord has manifested a little of His power in sending an early snowstorm, and also snowstorms to follow, where there was much death among the cattle, where many crops were not harvested. They tell us that 45% of the sugar beets have remained in the ground. Our farmers know the difficulties they have experienced. And congregations, where have those callings brought us? Have they brought us on our knees? Have they brought us closer to the Word of God? Has there been repentance? Have those callings been used, oh boys and girls, when you have heard that the young were taken away, maybe your age, that you have thought, that you have examined your heart, if the Lord had not taken away me, where would my soul then be? Then also in that respect, oh, the Lord speaks by His word, by His blessings, and by His goodness. May the Lord not say unto us what the prophet Isaiah has declared in Isaiah 5 verse 4. What more could have I done to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? And now by renewal, the Lord is speaking throughout the whole earth. Many fears, but alas, we hear so little of a calling upon the name of the Lord. I read in 1 Peter 4 verse 17 that the time has come, that the judgments must begin at the house of God. And now a solemn calling, or is the Lord not speaking unto us in special ways? Oh, it is still a blessing when the Lord may still speak. The greatest judgment for a land and for a church, when the Lord permits us to continue in the way of sin, of world conformity, the Lord is still speaking. And to that end, what is now so necessary for us and our children, that we may come in a secret place. May it please God Almighty to pour out His Holy Spirit, and that this calling may be used for the coming of His kingdom. I have read that in the 1800s, in the middle of the century in the Netherlands, when the Lord has sent great disease, that especially in the south of the country, that more than 20,000 have died, that under the preaching of the word, that many were wrought upon, that there were those that were converted, assured of their part in the greater son of Jesse, and that may die with a great assurance, with a testimony of their entrance into glory. They tell us that some years later, in 1867, under the preaching of Reverend Packer in some of those villages. They have departed far from the Lord and from His Word, but that there has come a revival in those cities. Should that not be our prayer? That above all things, we may be given to humbly ask, that the Lord may place all round about us and our children, insofar that it may please Him. But may we be given to humbly beg at the throne of grace, that this solemn calling, is the Lord not saying unto us, what is Samuel has said unto Saul in 1 Samuel 9:27, stand still for a while, and I will declare the word of God. We have thought in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Isaiah 26, the verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of His place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Our text words speak of an urgent calling to enter into our chambers, with four thoughts in the first place. Whom are called? In the second place, the reason we are called. In the third place, the place we are called to. And in the fourth place, the hope in this calling. An urgent calling to enter into our chambers. Whom are called? The reason we are called, the place we are called to, and the hope in this calling. Our text words are taken from the prophet Isaiah, many times called the evangelist of the Old Testament. He has prophesied in the reigns, the kings of Judah, King Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. It was in the time that the 10 tribes would be taken captive by the kingdom of Assyria. Then the prophet Isaiah was given to come with his warnings, the admonishments, that people would repent and return unto the Lord, or if they would not repent, the judgments of the Lord would come upon them. Then the prophet Isaiah was also given to declare that there is mercy with the Lord. Then the prophet was given to declare, although there would come a time of captivity, that the Lord would send deliverance, and that deliverance as a type of the deliverance for the true child of God, but also referring to the coming of the Messiah and to a richer gospel time. Oh, then the prophet Isaiah, then there were times that he was given to prophesy in such a clear manner, then it is clear that it could refer to no one but the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. Then in the first 39 chapters, then the prophet was given to prophesy concerning the time that he lived. And then the chapters 40 through 66, comfort, comfort ye my people. Oh, encouragement for the people of God when they would be in captivity. Oh, the Lord deals so kindly and so tenderly with the Zion that there are times before the troubles come strong that the Lord grants a little instruction concerning the way. And now in this chapter, then we have heard it. It is a song. And in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. And then chapter 26. And then it is a song that shall be sung in captivity. But it is a song based upon the former chapter, a prophecy of the wonderful deliverance of the Lord for the children of Israel. Because has the prophet not prophesied in Isaiah 9 verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. May there be a people amongst us under the solemn callings, also in our nation, that those names become so necessary and so precious. May it please the Lord by his grace that these callings may be used, that there may be room made in our hearts for the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have heard it a few weeks ago out of Exodus 12, verse 13, when I see the blood, I shall pass over you. Oh, then the prophet, under solemn callings, approaching judgments, and then the prophet was given a song unto the children of Judah, and that song is given to speak of the wonderful works of the Lord. Oh, then in this song, then the prophet is given to declare that the Lord reigneth. May that be experienced, oh, for a child of God, that precious faith, when also under these circumstances, they may experience a little of this song. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, a salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Oh, and that faith may be an exercise for a church, that chosen church that has been purchased by that precious blood, and to experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that also concerning disease, that each bacteria, each virus, it is all in the hand of the Lord. When we think of the comfort of our Heidelberg Catechism, based upon God's holy word, that I am not my own, but that I belong to my faithful Savior, who with his precious blood has satisfied for all my sins, and so delivered me from the power of the devil, that with the will of my heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head. Oh, may we be given to examine ourselves, whether we belong to that blessed people. May these solemn callings upon the earth, may it be used. Oh, that many may be wrought upon. Oh, to learn that we stand outside, and that is now the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, to teach a sinner that we do not belong to that blessed people. And then what shall it be if this disease is the means appointed to usher us and our children into eternity? But oh, in the song, then the prophet Isaiah is given to speak so richly of his God. Oh, walls and bulwarks, then he is given to speak of a city, oh, with those gates, and the righteous shall enter therein. Oh, then, under the solemn times also of the prophet Isaiah, where the judgments would come, because that people have refused to repent, then the prophet may be declared the blessedness of the people of God. And then he is given to declare, oh, that people of God, in clear language, because do we not read, oh, young and old, should it not be our main question, under the solemn circumstances, the callings upon the face of the earth, that the Lord is speaking from heaven, and that the earth is fearing, and lieth so still? Should it then not be the question? Should it not be the concern, whether the Lord has wrought that good work in our hearts, whether we have become a poor sinner, but not to rest in that sinnership, that we need a place of safety, as the prophet Isaiah also now declared in Isaiah 32 verse 2, and that man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert of the desert. Oh, that blessed people, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, we need to be born again, because by nature, then we stand outside, then we are still traveling on that broad way to hell. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied. May we be given as poor sinners, unworthy sinners, sinners that have sinned everything away. We have given the Lord so many reasons as churches that he would depart and forsake us because of our world conformity. Oh, we are no more the light up in the earth, the salt of the earth. But my unconverted fellow travelers, then there is that one thing needful and the necessity. Oh, the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are washed and cleansed, people of God. How is it in that respect? Oh, have we found that hiding place? Has that hiding place been revealed? And by true saving faith to receive a place. But now the prophet, oh, in this chapter we must come to our text. But then the prophet is given so clearly to declare, oh, he makes a separation. But now the child of God. Then we read in verse 8, yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name. Oh, are there people, souls in our midst, that under these circumstances, that it may become a little lively, an opening at the throne of grace. Oh, the marks of the true child of God, oh, under thy judgments. And that can be explained in different ways. Oh, the judgments upon the earth, But when the Lord uncovers a sinner, then we have to do with a just and a good-doing God. But then we are given to wait upon the Lord. Oh, then as a poor sinner, then the desire is to his name. Has that now been experienced? And then even under dark and solemn circumstances, then in verse 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. And what a night there can be in the life of God's people, but we must continue. But now for the wicked, then in verse 10, this congregation, let us examine ourselves. Then concerning the wicked, in verse 10, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. Oh, what a solemn statement concerning the wicked. Let the Lord come with his judgments, even with great judgments, and then the wicked will not learn righteousness. And now the prophet is given to declare, oh, in a song, the circumstances of Zion in that time. And then in verse 17, like as a woman with child, that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. Ah, that is the description of church, with great troubles and with great anxiety. Ah, with what is written in God's word. Then the church, also in Isaiah's time, with the approaching judgments, ah, then they are in great trouble and in great anxiety. Then they are given to cry unto the Lord for deliverance. But they are as a mother in childbirth, and that the child, that they are travailing. And then in verse 19, ah, then the prophet is even given to look further. Oh, on the great day of the resurrection, that the dead shall arise, also a type, as when the church shall be delivered from Babylon, but also a type of that spiritual resurrection. Oh, by renewal may it please the Lord, that the Lord may use this calling or congregation. Is the Lord not speaking unto us and our children? When we are bound to our homes, then surely the Lord has something special to say unto us. Ah, may we not be as a Job. What I read in Job 33 verse 14, for God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not how often, that the Lord has spoken unto us and our children. How many Lord's days we were privileged to come up to the courts of the Lord, where we have heard the gospel, seen the sacraments administered. Oh, how good the Lord has been. We have lived in a time of prosperity, a time as the world has never experienced before. The Lord has also sent many a trials. There are empty places, but whereas it brought us, and now by renewal, the Lord is speaking in a special way. May the Lord grant ears to hear, and may it be granted. Ah, then the Lord, he still calls unto us in this morning. Come, my people, into thy chambers. Let us first sing. Psalter 16, the stanza 7, 8, and 9. The sins of the nations their ruin have wrought, their own evil doing destruction has brought. In this the Lord's justice eternally stands, that sinners are snared in the work of their hands. And what follows, Psalter 16, the stanzas 7, 8, and 9. whom are called. A few words about our first point, and then when the Lord granteth it, then in this evening hour, we hope to continue. And now under the judgments of the Lord. Then what a precious word. That the Lord for a people that has sinned everything away. And what a blessing congregations when we may become a guilty one. That we may become a Jonah worthy to be cast overboard. Come, my people, for a people that says by nature, with Job 14, verse 21, depart from me, for in the knowledge of thy ways I have no desire. That the Lord under judgments and under his callings, that he still says, come. That declares that we are still in the precious day of grace, on the great day of judgment. Oh, then that come, that shall only come to God's people, as we read it in Matthew 25, verse 34. Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundations of the world. And then there shall no longer be a come, but then there shall only be a depart for the unconverted. Depart from me into everlasting fire, ye cursed, prepared for the devil and his angels. Come, my people, thus the Lord does not say, go into your chamber, but the Lord says, come into your chamber. What does that mean, congregation? That the Lord, that is special presence, that the Lord still calls to prayer, that the Lord still calls to the throne of grace. Oh, what an exhortations we have in the scriptures to prayer. And what a promises. Psalm 50 verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble. And young and old, is it not a day of trouble? And what the Lord has laid away for this earth, we are not to prophesy. But when we read Revelation 6 of that red horse of war, the black horse of famine, and the pale horse of pestilence and of death, the judgments of the Lord, it is a day of trouble. Call upon me. In the day of trouble I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. What an examples we have in the scriptures of given prayer, of heard prayer, and also of answered prayer. Come, my people. What is the prophet now saying after the song? Then there is a word, an exhortation to the children of Israel. Come, my people. That is a people that has been separated, that has been set apart. The children of Israel, the children of Judah. They were the children of Abraham. Do we not read in Genesis 12, the first three verses, that the Lord has called Abraham and promised 7 promises that he would become a great nation, and that in his seed, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Oh, come, my people, that is a privileged people. Do we not read in Romans 3, the verses 1 and 2, what advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumstances, much every way chiefly, because the oracles of God were entrusted unto them. Oh, come, my people, that is a people that has been separated from the inhabitants of the earth, in the Old Testament circumcised, in the New Testament a baptized forehead. Oh, the Lord is jealous of his honor. Oh, under these solemn callings, then should we not turn in unto ourselves? How is it now with the church? Because the Lord has set the children of Israel apart, that he may make himself a name, that the inhabitants of the earth, that they may hear of the great wonders of the Lord, and that his name may be glorified. Oh, under these solemn callings, then we would do well, fathers and mothers, to examine how it is in our family circles, but also as a congregation, oh, as office bearers, how it is with the church of God, whether we are still a light upon the hill and the salt of the earth, or whether we are roused to a holy jealousy. Oh, come, my people, must we then not confess that we have forfeited everything, that we have sinned everything away, that we are worthy of the judgments of the Lord? Must we not confess on this Lord's Day what I read in Ezra 9, verse 13, that the Lord has not punished us as our iniquities deserve? Oh, when the Lord says, in this morning, come, my people, is that not an exhortation? Is that not an examination? Oh, how is it with the church? Have we not become so like unto the world? Must we not lament with the prophet Jeremiah? Ah, may we resemble more than that prophet. He is called the weeping prophet. Oh, under these solemn times, the necessity that the Lord may yet grant interceding Moses, that may stand in the breach, that he may grant a weeping Jeremiah. Oh, as we read in Jeremiah 9, verse 1, oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, may the Lord grant those sign Ezekiels, as we read that sign people that have received the mark upon their forehead in Ezekiel 9. Oh, may there be a people under these solemn circumstances that may need the praying and thanking high priest at the right hand of the Father. Oh, come, my people, then the Lord comes so low, then he still calls us and our children. Oh, he has not said, as he has said unto a Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 14, verse 11, pray no longer for this people. Oh, do we not read in the Lamentations 3, verse 44, that there was a cloud that the prayers would not enter? Oh, people of God, how is it now, under these solemn circumstances, may there still be a little opening at the throne of grace? Oh, come, my people, then when we read that special invitation, oh, then it in a special way, then it refers, because Israel of old, that is a type of the living church of God. Oh, then our text words, it is true, come, my people, separated by baptism, separated under the preaching of the gospel, separated by the law, separated by the walk. But now when we read, come my people, O Israel, as a type of the church, then that people, then they must become so ashamed. Oh, are their souls in this morning? Whether that is now the question, under the solemn speaking of the Lord, where the Lord is speaking to us and our children, oh, is there souls in our midst, where that has now become the main question? Oh, are there souls that have received the hope that cannot deny with verse 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night, that have experienced, oh, wonderful things from heaven, oh, that have received the hope that they may belong to that people. Come, O my people, because the Lord has a people that is given to make that good, that sweet and unregrettable choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God, and yet souls that have no solution. Oh, a people that are walking with the burden of their sins upon their back, and with the approaching judgments, that they are filled with so much fear. But oh, now in this morning, then a tender invitation. Come, my people, with all your riddles, with all your perplexities, with all your sins, with all your doubts, with all your unbelief. Oh, under the judgments of the Lord, where the Lord is speaking so clearly, and where he is speaking so loudly, oh, come, my people, enter then into thy chambers. Oh, was our text not a calling for the people of God, where Peter has exhorted in 2 Peter 1, verse 10, that the child of God may make their calling and election sure. Oh, come, my people, then the mercy seat is still open, then the Lord still calls unto us and our children, that we may come in secret places. Ah, may the Lord, by His Spirit, grant that blessing. Ah, the Lord has a people that under these circumstances, that they learn more and more how dependent they are upon the Lord. Oh, how necessary. Oh, we are in the Passion Weeks. Then Christ, on the Tuesday evening before he died, then he has spoken in Matthew 24, and then he has spoken in Matthew 25 concerning the solemn times at the ends of the earth, and that one thing needful, the Lord has a people for whom that precious mediator, so necessary and precious in his prophetical, in his priestly, in his kingly office. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, O young and old. May it be granted that we may truly, O come, my people, pour out your heart. The Song of Solomon 2 verse 14. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the snares, let me see thy countenance and hear thy voice, for thy voice is sweet and thy countenance is comely. Amen. Let us close. O Lord, may it please thee, under solemn callings and under solemn judgments, that we may come in secret places with the confession of our sin, a confession of our guilt, of our unworthiness, and yet a little begging, that thou may remember us and our children with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people, O wealth thou grant unto fathers and mothers a little freedom in this day to speak to their children. Oh, that they may gather round about thy holy words and sing together and pray together, but may there also be a few souls that may be brought in their inner chamber, Lord. Well, to watch over us in this day. We usually ask for traveling mercies that is necessary for those that have come up to thy house. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Well, thou remember us in the furtherance of this day. Also in the evening hour, forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 126, the stanzas 3 and 4. The nations raged, the kingdoms moved, but when his voice was heard, the troubled earth was still to peace before his mighty word. And what follows? We wish to announce to the congregation on behalf of the consistory, the Lord willing, the seniors' morning scheduled for Wednesday has been canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak, and also the last confession of faith class is canceled, postponed till further notice. And the second wedding announcement of David Albert von der Breinhost and Alexandra Michelle Gilrith, the wedding service is scheduled for Friday, March 27 at 3 o'clock p.m. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory, and the service is restricted to invited guests only. Psalter 126, 3 and 4.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.